It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with the Executive Director of the Nebraska Pork Producers. He is Al Junkie. Al, thanks for visiting with us here today. I know you guys do spend a fair amount of time at the Capitol there in Lincoln and visiting with legislators and some of the folks in state government. But of course, the senators haven't been meeting since mid-May, at least officially on the floor. What, from that perspective, from interactions with state government and the legislature, what sort of things have the pork producers been involved with here over the interim period in the off session?
Yeah, hi, Chad. Good to hear your voice again, and good to talk to the folks here out around Nebraska. I guess you make a great point. So the legislature left Lincoln. Everyone went home. That's great. They're not coming back till January. That's nice. But does that mean that the pork producers, as well as the other ag groups, are just stagnant when they're not in town? Well, the answer is no. We have 8 different ag groups that meet regularly. We've been meeting since they left in May, and we're meeting more frequently now as we get nearer to the next session. And those groups are corn, soybeans, wheat, dairy, cattle, biofuels, Farm Bureau, and of course us. So we have a pretty formidable group sitting in the room talking about issues and seeing where we can hold hands and work together. And the reason is, and I think people understand this, you know, when I grew up in southern Minnesota in a rural town, as I drove down the road, there were 4 mailboxes on every mile. Every gravel road had 4 mailboxes, 4 families that lived there. Now you're lucky to see 1 mailbox as we drive those same gravel roads. So what does that mean? We've lost voices in agriculture and in rural areas. So rather than go it alone, and we certainly do that on some issues, we plow our way through and advocate on behalf of the pork producers. But if we can find commonalities and work with all these 8 groups together, working together, we bring a very strong voice to the Capitol. And so what we're doing in this interim is figuring out what issues match that, what issues can we work on together, and how can we put an agenda together that'll take care of and help and support all of our members across Nebraska.
Yep. Al, this group that you talk about, the Ag Leaders Working Group, like you say, meeting now, could you give us kind of an idea? What are some of the things that you're talking about, or what are some things that you're kind of starting to think about for the short session that starts in 2024 there?
Right. So, a number of things. You know, property taxes is still going to be in front of us. We've done a great job, I think, of moving that issue forward, along with the legislature and Governor Pillen. I think we've done some real good work on that. But we're not done. So we keep that in front of us, and we talk about what are the next steps. But we're working on things like healthy soils and water. You're hearing a lot of talk out there about, nitrates and other things. Well, we're telling our story and coming in with ideas on how we can help with that issue. We're talking about, all of us, we'd like to streamline our zoning across the state a little bit. If we want to grow livestock and agriculture in general, we need people to have clear idea what they need to do to site a building or to site an elevator or to site a grain bin site. And so we need a little more uniformity and a little more clarity on that. So we're working on that. Obviously, labor is a big thing. We're trying to do what we can to get more labor across the state. But along with that comes things you don't think of as agriculture, workforce housing. These folks got to live somewhere, or daycare centers. You know, they've got kids that need to, be looked after while they're at work. So we work on a whole host of issues on behalf of our folks that, pertain to all of us, all 8 groups.
Very good. Like you say, Friends in the Farmyard, that group, those groups coming together to form the Ag Leaders Working Group. And of course, Nebraska Pork Producers, a part of that. Al, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you for the insight and kind of the preview of next year as well. Al Junkie is the Executive Director of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check them out online as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.